Everyone, we are up to page 166. We're in Siman and Gimel. Sif Chafir discussing or getting towards the end of the din of how who is the most important person to be the Shliat Tzibur was appropriate. And we're more speaking about now the impact of the Tzibur on who gets to be chosen as the Shliach Tzibur. Once again, he's the Shliach Tzibur. So if he's going to be the Shliach of the Tzibur should have say in who is going to be the Shliach Tzibur. So the Chavir says over here, Sif Chaf. Im Echad Rotzo Lomer Tefila Bishvil Aviv. A person is an avelus on his father, and therefore he wants to say the tefillah. He wants to be the chazan for to daven because he's an avel. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, see, kodesh nuntas bishul shemayr shemayz aviv. Verotzel he's bal kederach avelim ki tefili yoter mitzvah mira kaddish. Many people do not know this, that being the chazan is even more of an ilui nishama than actually saying kaddish. People think the kaddish is the most important. No, actually, being the chazan is even more important. So he wants to get up there, and the amud is a chiyuv, and therefore he wants to daven. Another person wants to daven for a different person, not even his father. Father generally comes first. He wants to daven for a different relative. So really, in terms of chiyuvim, the person who wants to daven for his father, he should come first. However, but nevertheless, the kyle has the right, the ability to choose with this one over that one. It's not necessarily recommending that's not such a great idea to say we want the person. But if the kyle, for whatever reason, wants the person who's da'at to be the chazan, who is less of a chiyuv than the other person, the kyle has the right to go ahead and do that. Okay? And the person who has a chiyuv does not have the right to be moch. Could be that there's different minhagim and different seaboards. Different seaboards might just follow the whoever has the greater chiyuv in that, the rav and the board of the shul, have the right to set their own rules for those for that shul. But this is the halacha. If there's no set rules, the kal has the right to be mocha and say they don't want a specific person done. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sikon samachatam." The dafka kaddish yachol omer bishvil aviv ve'ein rishus biyada kalu d'choso. Avol yachol yot shliach akali palal korcham. To say kaddish, they can't stop you from saying kaddish. Kaddish, you have the right to say kaddish without it. You're not doing the shliach of the tzibur, but to be the shliach tzibur, they have the right to tell you yes or no. He said before, really one person can be mocha, but better not for a single person to be mocha. If you skip down over here, very important, it says over here, there's a certain place that they have a certain rule in the Beit Knesset. They don't let the avil daven at all in the shul. What, they're shy? Why would they want to do such a thing? They only want their shliach tzibur kavua and not amidas. You'll see the very, very logical thing. Ain lid chosat tekani should not be doch the tekani, even though the other people have a chiyav al piyadin. Why? Vinasis mivnei ami aretz, because the amaratzim sheinim yodim mivina brachos, that don't understand the brachos vatvilos veomrim tos vika zilusa. What happens if you let any avil get up there to daven when they're in avelus? You get amaratzim up there who don't know how to pronounce the words. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know how to daven, and it ends up becoming zilzul to the tzibur. It's not only even for the neshama of the person they're trying to give an illy neshama. It's not going to be an illy neshama if they don't know how to daven. But everyone wants to daven because now they're avelus. They know that you're avil, you're supposed to daven. Therefore, certain congregation will have a set rule that no avelim daven. Why? Because if they just let the people who know how to daven, not the other people, so that's going to be a zilzul in that person. Is going to be embarrassed that they think, I don't know how to daven. So therefore, they just made a straight out takana that the chazan kavua davens and other people. Nowadays, most congregations do not have it. They let the avelim daven. But you see over here, once again, the shiatzim is supposed to know what he's doing. The reason why we're more makel nowadays is since everyone's going to daven their own private shemone esrei. Okay? And everyone is going to daven their own birkas kriyacha. Very little that the Shliach Tzibur is actually being motzi the Tzibur. He's representing the Tzibur, he's not really motzi the Tzibur, and therefore a lot of these dinim were not as makadan and anymore. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Henshach, Chachim makam delega takana minik kavua. If there's no takana or minik kavua, mitzvah lekal aniach lavalit bal, it's a mitzvah for the lat laval to davin. Shehu nachas ruach lemeis, it gives nachas ruach to the meis. Umatzila medino shalgan of things that we don't necessarily understand. When you do mitzvahs downstairs, okay, the relative does mitzvah, the son does a mitzvah, the brother does a mitzvah, whatever it is, that gives nachas ruach to the neshama, helps him have an ilui neshama. That means, because they're meising, lechor, we assume that a father had a shpon a son. So the son is going to continue doing mitzvahs, so that's also schosim for the father who's up in shemayim. The neshama is still going to continue to get schosim for things that he put into motion in this world. Opposite also, if he'd had bad hashpah on people and they have bad things, so unfortunately that's going to have a bad hashpah on the neshama upstairs. So the more you're investing in this world, in your children, your students, whatever it might be, and even the people that you have hashpah, you continue to get schar, you continue to get that even after 120. Everyone you're mashpia on, Bein l'to, bein l'ra, that's going to have ashpah on you after 120 when you go upstairs. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Samach Aleph. Sorry, just to finish off over here. One more thing over here in Sifkot and Samach. Very interesting. It's Kotel Magid Avra. Imish Avalu Mohel. If you have an Avalu Mohel, it says in Yeridea there's an Indian even for a Mohel to be the Shliach Tzibur. Not the Mohel Dafka. Nitcha Avalu Minatila Machaz Mohel. The Mohel even takes precedence over the Avel. The Yosha Mosbo Avivim Moshe Kar Yerzeit Dochel Mohel Avel. But someone who's Yerzeit, the day that their father and mother died, then they take precedence even over the Mohel. That would be the order over here. Later on, we'll see different order of who gets more Chiyuvim than other people. Mishnah Berurah says Sikon Samaach. Even though we are generally makbid, that we want someone who knows what they're doing when they're davening. However, davka shachras and mincha is more important because we have the chazaras hashas. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Samaach, Utfilas Mariv she ain't a keneged tminim. It's not keneged the tminim, rak keneged evarim ufdorim. It's just add connected the extra things that they threw onto the mizbeach. At the end of the day, Asher ain't sarich das bailim. You don't need das bailim as much. You don't care so much that the tzibur gets to choose this guy. There, the cow cannot stop the avil from davening. Marv, the mitzvah sheet bailim shemeslo aviv imo. Because the mitzvah for him to daven. So marv for sure. Even if you don't want a guy davening shachas mincha, nevertheless marv you should let the avil if it doesn't know as well how to daven as other people. Okay, we'll come back to the end of this Sifkot and Samech Aleph in a couple of minutes. Sifkot Aleph in the Mechab. It says, Ein l'mano shliach tzibur al pi sar ovei gulu asher ovei tzibur chafetzim bo. Explain what it's saying in a second. There was a maisa shahaya that the goyim got involved with the politics in the shul, and the goyim wanted to decide that this guy should be the shliach tzibur of the shul. Why that is, well, I don't know, but they got involved. Okay, and it happened to be this guy was the best chazan ever. This is Rov of the Tzibur wanted him. But Dafka, because the guy got involved, this the sire, the officer, whatever, the governor, whatever it might be, of the goyim got involved in this, they Dafka, some said we should Dafka not pick this. But we don't want, who is the guy? Well, like, the goyim get involved with the Jewish politics, the Jewish halachas of who's going to be the chazan and shul. We do not want this. And that's all the Chamechal Rapaskin is over here. Don't be memanet. Don't appoint a shliach tzibur al pi sar ovid gululim. Even if the Rov HaTzibur wants this chazin, once they get involved, pick the other guy. We do not let the guy get involved with our shuls. That's not appropriate. L'chor, it's Tav Dak over here. It says Ovi Gululim. It could be that it's just a din. And if they're worshiping of Avodah Zarah and the stuff. But the Mishnah Berurah over here, I'm sorry, I did hear from Rav Berkowitz that he felt that it's even also any goyim, not even all about Azara, but any type of goyim involved in the shul, we do not let them make decisions in the Beit Knesset whatsoever. Kaf Beis. Shliach Tzibur b'schar odif tfei minudov. Number one, a Shliach Tzibur that you pay is better than a free Shliach Tzibur. So there's two sides to this. There's the payers and the payee, the person who's being paid. That's the Shliach Tzibur. For the Shliach Tzibur himself, it's not as good to be say that the money that he gets paid for being a Shliach Tzibur, that he's never going to see blessing from that money that he gets. But in terms of the cow, would you prefer something you pay or something you don't pay? Better to pay the Shliach Tzibur. Why would this be? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot din Samach Gimel. Two reasons. Very important. If you get to shoot the Shliach Tzibur, he's being paid for it. So no one's going to try and uproot this guy and say, I'm going to be the Shliach Tzibur instead. He knows the cow is paying for him. So you're going to end up with the Shliach Tzibur that you have chosen. You know he knows that I'm emotes of the Tzibur. You're going to choose something that is appropriate. He's hagun to do the job. And therefore, no one else who's not appropriate is going to have the ability to take the Almud because you have something that you're paying anyways. He knows he's being paid. If the cow is paying him, he's not going to try and take it. So there, that's number one. Number two, va'od hashliach tzibur yeba atzel yoter nizar b'tfilas al b'tikuno. Everyone knows when you're being paid for someone, you get a free favor. The guy never has his heart into it as much as when he's being paid to do it. Okay, if you ever want a job done well, so you pay the guy. That's a known thing in the world in general. So there's no difference between the shliach tzibur. With shliach tzibur, knows he's being paid for it. He's going to practice more. He's going to be making more. He wants to keep the sky. He wants to keep the money. So therefore, he wants to maybe do a better job, even if he's mamish l'shem shemaim. Nevertheless. Nonetheless, people say they're going to do the same job whether being paid or doing it for free. Very, very few times you're ever going to see such a person that would do it as with the same heart as if he's doing it when he is paid. Okay, so therefore, that's it. Says the Ramah. Ve'ein la'adam li'spal b'lo ratzon hakal. You should never take the amud if you're not ratzon hakal. Okay, this is not only a guy who is a big guy who says, I'm going to take the amud, and he takes it and he knows that the tzibur does not want him. That for sure is absolutely usur. But also, if you know there's a machlokas, and then don't get involved with the machlokas. You want to be involved in the hakal, you know half the tzibur wants you, half the tzibur wants someone else. If you're involved in the hakal, you know the part of the kal does not want you. The rub of the show tells you, no, you're chosen, you're going to do it, okay? But don't get involved with machlokas when it's going to be with the ratzon hakal. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikhatan Samachay, below ratzon. Ve'ein la'odom liskotet bavur shum mitzvah. Okay, this is the same thing that the Mishnah writes two places over here. Then it's Sikhatan Samach Alf. Also, it says, Mikom Malkom Vadai Ein liskotet bishvel shum mitzvah matzibor. Never fight over mitzvahs. It's just ugly. It's disgusting. At the end of the day, you don't bring nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is not a happy day for Kadosh Baruch Hu when he sees Jews fighting over mitzvahs, whether it's to get a bracha from the Rebbe and they're fighting and pushing, or whether it is fighting and who's going to be able to do this, or who's going to do first, who's going to be second, who's going to get shlishi, who's going to get maft. It's all ugly, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed by people fighting over it. Going back to Mishnah Berurah, Sikhatan Samachay, Kiyom Glilo Sefer Torah, Kiyotza, Dedu Glilo. Nowadays, Galila is too much of a bezayin to give to the people. At least they used to fight over it. Shari Shaninu, Hatznuim Moshchim Yedeim Ilechem Aponim Magarin Chotvim. Says the Tznuim, when they used to hand out the Lechem Aponim, so there was they wanted to make sure all the Kohanim wanted it. But says the Tznuim, they would wait in the back of the line waiting for their turn, and the non-Tznuim, they would be pushing and shoving to get to the Lechem Aponim. That is not the appropriate way to do it. That's not what we think that is going to bring Nachas Ruach to Kadosh Baruch. Says the Roman Nehemshach. Someone who takes the amud b'chazaka, he's not baratzon hakal, and he takes it even though someone else is supposed to be the chazan. V'derech almos, he does it with a lot of might. Okay, with fighting. Ain only amin al berach acher b'chosa. You don't say amin after such a person's bracha. Someone takes the amud below ratzon hakal, or less than the rav of the shul, and he's not supposed to be the chazan. He takes the amud anyways. I'm a chiyav or whatever it might be. He pushes the people away. Is I'm going to be the chazan? Don't answer amen after the person's bracha. That is not okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sim Katan Samach Vav, She'ein Zeh Mevarech Elu Menayis. It's not a bracha. This is disgusting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Shenamer Botzei Berach Neitz Hashem. Just like saying a bracha, say on non-kosher food. That's disgusting. It's not a blessing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing over here. The chazan going to take the amud. B'chazaka, we do not say amen after the person's bracha. That is not the way that we, just going back to the last din, we were just saying about not fighting over mitzvos. Not only not fighting over mitzvos, dafka, the opposite we saw over here in the Mishnah Berurah, by lechem aponim, that tznuim be moshchim yadayim. There's a famous story that Ruchaim Shmulevitz, Renevitz always tells the story over, that Ruchaim Shmulevitz once was an avel, and he had the chiyuv to daven. And there was another person in shul who got up, and he wanted to daven also. He was also an avel. And that person happened to be an avel on his son. Okay, and Shurachai Shulamis was an avel of one of his parents. That's right. In terms of halacha, the person avel on his parents has a greater chiyuv than someone who is davening for their son. And happily, Ruchai Shulevitz went and gave the amud to the other person. The kal turned to Ruchai Shulevitz after davening, I assume, he didn't go up to him at the moment. And they asked him, what was this? You had the greater chiyuv than him. He says, it was a greater ili neshama for my father or my mother by being mevater on the amud than actually davening for them. Okay, that's the godless of, you know, to understand. I understand, yes, sometimes there's chiyuvim, sometimes there's anything, but to fight over these things always is going to be the wrong way to derech. It's going not bring ilu neshama chas shalom. It's not going to be nachas ruach to the nifter. It's going to do exactly the opposite. Adkan for today.